This relationship started with a strong foundation built by the good relationship between the founding fathers, President Sukarno and President Ho Chi Minh. Both countries agreed to strengthen and improve peace ties, and the Indonesian Parliament is ready to collaborate with the Vietnamese government and the National Assembly to boost economic ties, trade, people-to-people connections, and parliamentary relations.
Dan tentu saja hubungan di antara kedua parlemen.
Moreover, Puan emphasized that cooperation will expand to include both parliaments. With 8 political parties in Indonesia's parliament, collaboration with all Vietnamese political parties is open to preserve peace and solidarity within ASEAN amid global dynamics. You are listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. President Prabowo Subianto expressed his support for the effort of Pandawara Group in addressing environmental issues. Ranov has the details.
President Prabowo Subianto received a visit from Pandawara Group at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. Following the meeting, one of the Pandawara members, Gilang, shared with the media that President Prabowo encouraged the group to remain committed and stay motivated in carrying out their mission.
Ya, kita sedikit menceritakan tentang apa yang kita alami di lapangan.
What we've experienced in the field.
Beliau juga mengapresiasi apa yang sudah kami lakukan gitu,
small action
terhadap semua langkah kecil yang sudah kami lakukan. Permintaan khusus dari Bapak Presiden
adalah
terus berjalan komitmen.
He also reminded us not to get tired, no matter what challenges we may face in the future.
During the discussion, Pandawara Group highlighted various challenges they face, including difficulties in obtaining permits for waste removal from rivers and addressing environmental issues like the recent river flooding in the Greater Jakarta area. Going forward, they aim to expand their movement nationally by involving more young people in environmental actions and inspiring future generations to be more environmentally conscious.
Listener, the Indonesian national football team will face the Australian national football team in the 2026 World Cup qualifiers. Football observer Kusnaini hopes the team plays calmly without being burdened by public expectations or the Football Association's targets.
The Indonesian national football team is set to play against Australia in the 2026 World Cup Group C qualifiers on March 20th, followed by a match against Bahrain in Jakarta on March 25th. Head coach Patrick Kluivert has announced a provisional squad for these crucial matches, which will determine Indonesia's fate in the tournament. The squad includes 3 newly naturalized players who took the oath of Indonesian citizenship on March 10th. They are Emil Audero Mulyadi, Dean James, and Joy Pelupesi. Football observer Kusnaini hopes the team will not be overwhelmed by the high public expectations for victories over both Australia and Bahrain. Speaking on the Void Talk program with RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Wednesday, Kusnaini expressed his hope that the Indonesian team can stay calm and not be pressured by the 4-point target set by the Indonesian Football Association or by the expectation of the public.
Just focus on the match against Australia and then Bahrain in Indonesia. Don't be burdened by the 4-point target from PSSI or the public's expectation being too high. Just enjoy the game.
The match against Australia will mark Patrick Kluivert's first match as head coach of the Indonesian national football team since his appointment in January. Indonesia remains in contention for its first ever World Cup appearance in the modern era following a historic victory over Saudi Arabia in their latest Group C match. This win has kept the nation's hope alive for securing second place, which guarantees a spot in the final qualification round. Andy Ramdoni reporting.
Next up, we present the Voice of Indonesia's commentary, titled Naturalization, Building a Stronger Indonesian National Team.
This commentary is on naturalization, building a stronger Indonesian national team. Naturalization of players has become one of the strategies used by the All Indonesia Football Association, PSSI, to build a stronger and more competitive Indonesian national team. In recent years, the association has naturalized several foreign players who have extensive abilities and experience. As a result, the Indonesian national team has shown significant improvements in several international events. Most recently, there were 3 more national team players who came through the naturalization route. They are Dean James, Joey Pelupesi, and Emil Audero, who took the citizenship oath on March the 10th at the Indonesian embassy in Rome, Italy. It's expanded. In the past month, Indonesia has added 6 players through the naturalization route. The 3 previous names were Ole Romeni, Dion Marks, and Tim Gaitens. These naturalized players generally come from the Netherlands but has Indonesian blood, except for Emil Audero, whose mother is from Italy but his father is from Indonesia. So it can be said that they have an emotional attachment to Indonesia. It is undeniable that naturalized players can help strengthen the Indonesian national team in several ways. First, naturalized foreign players can bring extensive skills and experience to the team. Second, they can help improve the overall quality of the Indonesian national team's performance. However, it should be remembered that naturalized players also have risk. The All Indonesia Football Association must ensure that naturalized players have a strong commitment to fighting for the Indonesian national team. In addition, it must also pay attention to applicable regulation. Naturalization must be carried out in accordance with applicable regulations so that there are no problems in the future. Hopefully, the joining of naturalized players in the national team can help build a stronger and more competitive Indonesian national team and bring it to qualify for the 2026 World Cup. That was commentary.
Listener, that commentary concludes today's news bulletin from the Voice of Indonesia, bringing you the latest updates from Indonesia to the world.
Detak suara ku dengar ada di seluruh sana. Ku hampiri suasana pesta. Rasanya ku ini ku berdansa. Tahan dengan lunan musiknya. Thank you.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu. The song was composed by Alfon Tajau. It is the name of an Iban Dayak girl. The lyrics tell the story of Bujang Lemambang Ayau and Dayang Sebalu who miss each other. Dayang Sebalu is waiting to be proposed, but unfortunately, the marriage cannot happen. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Dayang Sebalu by Marcellus and Yuni. Happy listening!
tak bertemu. Takkan pernah ku rasakan arti rindu. Kalau dulu kita tak kenal, takkan pernah ku rasakan jatuh cinta. Kau berikan aku cinta dan semua yang terindah, namun hanya sehari saja.
Music from Armada with title Katakan Sejujurnya. This is not only the end, listener. We hope that this song still also entertain you and make you feel enjoyable during the day. Well, we still also have another or other Indonesian songs and even our, you know, other segments that would like also to accompany you, listeners. So now I'm Ahmad Faisal, also the crew on duty, would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to our program, and we are still the same. We are still accompanying you, and but now I would like to end my time, and please stay tuned at www.voynews.id, because after this song you will also be able to listen to our other segments, such as, you know, Indonesian Wonder with title Gunung Bromo, and also you will also listen to our on how to learn Indonesian language, namely Lipstick Bahasa. And don't forget also, you know, you will also be able to listen to our other interesting and enjoyable Indonesian songs. So finally, have a nice day, and have a nice day, listener.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to Mount Bromo in East Java, Indonesia, the only active volcano within the Bromo Tengger Semeru National Park. This area offers breathtaking views and a refreshing atmosphere with its white crater and refreshing mist. The tourism area spans 800 square kilometers, offering breathtaking views. There are several activities you must try when visiting Bromo. Bromo Tengger Semeru area provides jeep rides to various spots, such as Love Hill, Widodaren, Bromo Crater, Whispering Sand Dunes, and the Savannah. By riding a jeep that can handle steep and rugged paths, you can enjoy a thrilling ride while taking in the stunning natural scenery. Don't worry if you can't drive a jeep, as there are operators ready to drive and guide you safely through the area. The rental price for a jeep ranges from 600,000 rupiah to 1,250,000 rupiah, though prices may change over time. The vast stretches of black sand surrounding the mountains, with the sound of whispering sands blown by the wind, will make you feel like the only visitor in Bromo Tengger Semeru, just like in a movie. That's why many people come here to capture amazing Instagrammable photos even for pre-wedding shots. Listener, one of the most sought-after spots in Bromo Tengger Semeru is the sunrise and sunset. Several places offer views of these moments, such as Penanjakan Hill, Love Hill, and Perahu Hill. From these spots, you can witness the sun rising or setting between the hills, mountains, valleys, craters, and sand plains, with the cool, refreshing temperatures revitalizing your body and mind. Well, listeners, that's today's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Ku pahami Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment which introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak an Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak. Di Desa Budaya Suku Dayak, which means in the Dayak Cultural Village. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled Wow. Wow. Which means wow or ow. This conversation takes place between Chris, an Australian vlogger and resident of Pampang Cultural Village, Samarinda City, in East Kalimantan. Chris expresses amazement when he sees a Dayak woman with long ears. Let's listen to their conversations.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly. You can repeat it after me. Wow. Wow, which means wow or ow. Banyak sekali, which means that's a lot. Anting, anting, which means earrings. Ibu, ibu, which means mother or mom or woman or lady. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu. Which means, wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. Telinga, telinga, which means ear. Panjang, panjang, which means long. Konon, konon, which means it was said or supposedly. Masyarakat, masyarakat, which means community or people. Suku Dayak, suku Dayak, which means Dayak tribe. Wanita, wanita, which means woman. Cantik, cantik, which means beautiful. Anak muda, anak muda, which means young man or young woman. Tradisi, tradisi, which means tradition. In the conversations, you hear this statement, wow, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, which means wow, that lady put on a lot of earrings. In this sentence, there is an interjection, wow, wow, which means wow or ow, which functions as an exclamation of admiration and amazement. The word wow, wow, which means wow or ow, is used by Chris to express his amazement at the number of earrings worn by a Dayak woman he met. Now let's listen to other example of the use of interjection wow, wow, which means wow or ow to express amazement. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Wow, megah sekali Candi Borobudur itu. Which means, wow, how magnificent the Borobudur Temple is. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Wow, besar sekali Sungai Mahakam ini. Which means, wow, how big the Mahakam River is. The Dayak tribe on the island of Borneo has a tradition known as Telingaan Aru. The tradition involves lengthening the ears by using earrings as weight. In Dayak belief, The woman's beauty is not judged by her face, but by the length of her ears. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Wow, banyak sekali anting ibu itu, sampai telinganya menjadi panjang.
Konon, dalam masyarakat suku Dayak, wanita dengan telinga panjang itu cantik.
Apakah anak muda di sini masih melakukan tradisi itu?
Listeners, that was today's editions of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with a conversation entitled Wow, Wow, which means wow or ow. Hopefully, today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel. Thank you for your attention. Sampai jumpa. Bye-bye.
Yeah. sedang sendiri. Ku coba renungi, ingin apa aku ini? Tak pernah mengerti sampai kini ku sadari. Aku tetap tak peduli, hanya aku jalani hidup ini. Melamun sendiri, mau apa aku ini? Tak kupahami, semua orang pasti ingin dapat raih bahagia. Kalau hanya itu aku pun telah mengerti.
Kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti, aku hanya bisa bermimpi. Layang-layang dapat terbang tinggi, namun sesekali goyah dan ia jatuh lagi. Apa mungkin kutemui kunci di hati yang kan ungkapkan segalanya satu saat nanti.
Kadang-kadang ingin pergi, kadang ingin sendiri. Sampai kini ku tak tahu pasti, aku hanya bisa bermimpi.
Bermimpi nanti.
Aku hanya bisa bernyanyi
dalam hati.
Aku tak tahu apa yang ku cari
di muka bumi.
Kadang aku bermimpi, ingin aku miliki hayalan yang ada di hati. Bukanlah mimpi,
hanya untuk yang kata. kebahagiaanmu tak pernah ku keluhkan, walau rintangan menghadang. Panas hujan begini, makanan sehari-hari.
家导 Voice of Indonesia 的华语节目。本台播送来自印度尼西亚的新闻、信息和娱乐。您能每天通过短波频率3325千赫和4755千赫 本台的网站 www.voinews.id/mandarin 的流媒体直播以及 LRET 的应用程序收听本台的节目 Voice of Indonesia 从印度尼西亚民间世界。听众朋友你好，我 Annie， 祝您身体健康。在今天一个小时的华语节目，我向为您报道一些印度尼西亚的信息。其中之一是财政部长向亚投行接受 Prabowo 政府的愿景。我们还会播放一些在印尼流行的印尼歌曲，还有印度尼西亚的美丽，给您介绍印度尼西亚各个地区的独特。开始本期的节目，请收听新闻。听众朋友，请收听播报新闻。第一，财政部长向亚投行介绍 Prabowo 政府的愿景。13月11日，印度尼西亚财政部长 Sri Mulyani Indrawati 在雅加达税务总局办公室会见了亚洲基础设施投资银行行长金李镇积极代表团。会见中，财政部长分享了 Prabowo Subianto 总统领导下的印尼发展的远景和生命的看法。财政部周二发布的新闻稿称，此远景包括通过基础实施建设增强经济复原力，可这些管理自然资源以及改善自己的社会福利。斯里姆里安尼解释，印尼伊亚投行都已继续在粮食安全、能源安全和自然资源管理等优先领域开展合作。印尼财政部长还借此机会对亚投行对印尼发展，特别是社会领域发展的支持表示感谢。他希望探讨更广泛的合作潜力，加强良好的合作。第二，贸易部副部长会见欧盟大使，讨论印度尼西亚欧盟全面经济伙伴关系协定谈判的进展。印尼贸易部副部长 Dia Roro Esti 3月4日星期二在雅加达贸易部办公室与欧盟驻印度尼西亚和文莱达鲁萨兰国大使 Denis Kaibi 进行了双边会谈，会议讨论了印尼与欧盟全面经济伙伴关系协定谈判的进展。印尼与欧盟在世贸组织的争端解决进展以及欧盟的环境政策。贸易部周二发布的新闻稿称，在会见中，贸易部副部长 Dia Roro Esti 表示，印尼对首席谈判代表和工作组层面正在进行的谈判表示赞赏。印尼注意到自2024年12月以来，多个工作组在完本谈判方面取得了重大进展，例如原产地轨迹、能源和原材料、数字贸易等。印尼贸易部副部长强调，印尼和欧盟致力于加快谈判，并在去年达成结论。印尼期待双方就生意问题寻求平衡，显示的解决方案。第三，庄宜经济部通过烹饪培训和开发当地彩蛋制职免费营养餐计划。印尼庄宜经济部愿意在免费营养餐计划的实施中提供合作，特别是在烹饪培训和开发基于当地食材的彩蛋方面。
于三月十日在野加达专业经济部长德古里夫基与国家营养局举行的会议上表示，专业经济部将提供专业厨师来培训战役改计划的厨师。我们与烹饪协会的关系也非常密切，其中包括厨艺大师、厨师，有些与其他公司合作。但在这里，如果确实需要对厨师进行培训，以实现烹饪岗位上才有的多样性，也许我们也可以支持这一点。同时，国家营养局局长达登·辛达亚纳对此次合作表示欢迎。他评估说，与专业经济部的合作将为厨师提供培训机会，并使用当地食材开发菜单，这将有助于创造美味有营养的食物。听众朋友，新闻播送完了。听众朋友，感谢你继续收听本台播送的一个小时的节目。本台也感谢对您已经发给我们的 email foilisteners@gmail.com 或者提醒报道在你那边收听本台播送的节目。如果您喜欢你的歌曲，请发给我们，本台就特别给您播放。